We are in the second paragraph. The last few lines in that paragraph. To the ordinary material intellect, which takes its present organization of consciousness for the limit of its possibilities, the direct contradiction of the unrealized ideals with the realized fact is a final argument against their validity. It's a very short sentence, but somewhat a difficult sentence. So let us now understand a few words which are used here. First of all, it speaks of the ordinary material intellect. If you read Sri Aurobindo, you will find the word intellect being prefaced by certain adjectives. Sri Aurobindo speaks of the material intellect here. Elsewhere he speaks of the vital intellect. He speaks elsewhere in terms of a pure intellect. You might say intellectual intellect, pure intellect, psychic intellect, spiritual intellect. There is also supramental intellect. So the word intellect is used by Sri Aurobindo in many senses. Whenever intellect is at the service of this or that or that or that, then that becomes the adjective. If my intellect is at the service of my desire, it is vital intellect. If my intellect is at the service of the psychic consciousness, it is psychic intellect. If my intellect is at the service of the spirit, it is spiritual intellect. If it is at the service of the supermind, it is supramental intellect. If it is at the service of the matter, material consciousness, it is material intellect. Now Sri Aurobindo speaks here of the material intellect. What is material intellect? It is an intellect which subserves, which is at the service of sensations and perceptions which are received through senses. It is at the service of the evidence of the senses. All that I receive from my senses is taken as the standard. Anything that does not fall within the evidence of senses is, so to say, avoided, rejected, in any case not admitted. So Sri Aurobindo speaks here only of that intellect. The intellect which is at the service of the senses, will be inclined to argue that if there is a contradiction between the facts which are realized, which are there on the ground, and the facts which are not yet realized, which are ideal, which have not been brought down on the physical ground, if there is a contradiction between the two, then the material intellect will accept only what is realized and declare that what is not realized is invalid, is not accepted as true. This is the tendency of the material intellect. If you look at your psychology, you will find this psychology expressing itself very often in remarks like this. Oh, you are not working on the ground. What do you know? You are dreaming. It's all right, you go on dreaming. It has no value for me. This is the usual argument that you find very often in our ordinary life. Sometimes an idealist is told, you are utopian. Utopian means dreaming of ideals which can never be realized on the earth. It's called utopian. Oh, you are utopian. Some people take pride in saying, you know, I am practical. You may be a good thinker, you may be a good teacher, but I am a practical man. And for me, practicality is the only thing that matters. So the first mark of the material intellect is it takes into account that which is available to us through senses and tends to regard only that to be real. To admit something through the senses is all right, but it goes one step farther. It admits the evidence of the senses and then declares that only that which is received from the senses is valid, all else is invalid. This is the tendency of the material intellect. Material intellect, further, is repetitive. It goes on repeating again and again and again. And thirdly, it is mechanical. Mechanical is something opposed to organic. Mechanical is something that drives on and on and on, but on the same groove. It doesn't change the groove. It is like a record which stops at a given point in its movement and goes on producing the same sound again and again. It's purely mechanical. There is a great merit in material intellect. Whenever you want to repeat something, whenever you want to establish something, it is extremely important. Whenever you want to establish something fundamentally, it fixes the mind onto something. This is why many people who are clever at advertisement, they go on repeating the same advertisement again and again and again, even if you know that people have read it 100 times. And somebody might argue, but why are you now advertising? Everybody knows about it. But if you want to fix it in the mind of the people, so that even in their unconscious dream, it is repeated in the mind. Very often you wonder why Coca-Cola, everybody knows about it. But it is repeated everywhere. All over you find the same advertisement. Because the advertiser knows the power of the material intellect. When you can repeat the same thing, even if people get tired of it, even if they demand something new, the same thing is repeated. And the effect of it is fixed in the mind of the people. So wherever you want something to be fixed, go on repeating. At a higher level of consciousness, this is also the truth of the japa. Go on repeating the mantra all the time, all the time, all the time. It gets fixed in the consciousness.